Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn. It is Sunday, July the 17th, 2011. A very big day for me and my group. We're up at Mount Madonna. And we're going to be having about 3 or 4 days of silence, meditation, inner work. It's going to be extremely beautiful for a lot of us. And I hope one day you get to join us for this kind of occasion. It is really very rare to be able to get away from the noise, the hecticness, the craziness of life, and have a chance to heal and let love live you. It is only through our silence that we find the depth of ourselves and the meaning. And I am so grateful to have this time with my students. If you'd like to know a little more information about our meditation sets and what they're all about and how you can participate, our next retreat will be in November. And you're invited to come and join us. Go to the website at aspire.org. And go to events. You'll see retreats there, workshops. Go take a look at the next one, which will be coming up here in November. You're certainly welcome to attend. I think you will find it extremely meaningful to come and join us. We work very diligently in love. It's all about finding the love that lives beyond the mind, the emotion, the fears. I think you will find it if you're willing. And you got to be willing. You got to have some sense of who and what you are. I think you will find it most meaningful. I suggest that you come and do a workshop with me prior to. And I have them up here in Northern California. And the next one will be in September. September. I'm right. The first weekend in September and then down in San Diego at Encinitas in the middle of September. So we will be preparing for our final retreat of the year in November, and it will be on the intrinsic love that lives within us, and I think you will find it very valuable. So go to the website at aspire.org. Go look at events. You'll see a little bar there at the top. And if you touch it with your mouse, you'll see a menu comes down. Go take a look at workshops, either in San Diego, Carmel, and then go take a look at retreats. It'll tell you more about it. I have some Dilly Whoppers today. I always love it when you send me Dilly Whoppers. A Dilly Whopper is a question that is really, really pointed. And this makes me very happy because it shows me you're not only listening, but maybe you really do want an answer. So here we go. First one is from Chris in San Diego. I am feeling that I am not as advertised. Wow. I'm not real. I'm afraid to be authentic, as you put it in your TV program, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. So what should I do, Chris? Chris, you are amazing. You are just simply amazing. The fact that you can see you're not as advertised, that you are not the person you would like to have everyone believe you are, maybe even you believe you are, is 99 9/10 of the journey, believe it or not. Most people, Chris, are wasting their time and their effort in philosophy. They're looking for a philosophy that will camouflage their sorrow, their pain, their willfulness, so they can just stay the way they are and never mature and grow into the spiritual. You, on the other hand, are doing quite the opposite. You're doing something quite different. You're looking at yourself and you are realizing you are, I love what you say here, not as advertised. Most people aren't. Most people are what they are. They're hiding, and they live to be politically correct and appropriate, so no one will know what's really going on within them, and then they can just get what they want from other people. And on the other hand, quietly live their own desperate lives alone somewhere, licking their wounds or doing whatever they do that's unkind. There is nothing I can do to help you when you are not authentic. But, Chris, because you know you're not authentic, you just became authentic. People come to me all the time, Chris. They come, they call me, they sit down with me, they'll do a session here or a session there with me, and I'm to dance around and prove to them somehow to their logic and reasoning that meditation and developing and maturing through mercy and compassion is the way. But they want proof, and they want to know that somehow for all their efforts they're going to get rewarded. I don't see that in your question. This shows true humility. About 3 months ago, Chris, I did a series on the Beatitudes that Jesus taught. They are teachings of consciousness, of metamorphosis, of real change and development. And the first one is, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. If you understand that teaching, as you must hear, you can see that being poor in spirit simply means one thing, to be humble enough to let love live you. To let this love that lives within you grow, rather than allowing anger and fear to fester in us. You must let love live you. What does this mean? How will you let love live you? We do it by being very, very humble. The quieter you are, the more profound your life will be. The more noisy you are, the more confused your life will seem to be. And because we live like this, because we live in the noise and the confusion of our mind, we never seem to penetrate into the meaning and the substance of our life. This is why the world is the way it is. So, Chris, be authentic. Just live authentically, and you're going to have to get still and quiet inside to know how to do that. If you don't get still and you don't get quiet and you don't feel the ebb and the flow of your heart inside and learn how to follow it, you will never be happy with yourself or your life. You will never find the meaning of your own existence in this world. You will just continue on as most people do, wanting, 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 compensating, 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 and eventually you will find that nothing is meaningful in your life. Everything will have consequences to it that are not, well, what you probably want to see happen in your living. So you're going to have to learn how to drop deep inside yourself. This is not something you do to get what you want. You must hunger and thirst, as the Master said. Hunger and thirst for righteousness, which means this must be a very big beginning for you. It means that you are not living any longer in what you want or what you believe in or what you think. You must hunger and thirst to put away everything to seek the truth of yourself. You, by saying that you have not been authentic, you are not as advertised, you are now moving in the right direction. You are going towards that which is meaningful, which is loving, which is kind. Stay with it. And if you need help, you can always call me. I would grab a meditation or two. The new ones that I have done for Mount Madonna, if you go to the website at aspire.org and you look to the right hand on the main page, you will see new meditations. Just click on it, Chris. Listen to the new meditations. There's little sound bites there for you. Listen. Grab the meditation. Start working upon yourself. Let the meditations do the work. You are not here to develop your psychology. You're here to develop your inner awareness. Your psychology cannot support a spiritual practice at all. No psychology can. Mine can't. No one can. You have to step aside from that. In doing so, you will find meaning. In stepping aside, you will find love and care and kindness. You will find something you never knew existed before. Love. Real love. And not the love that you and I put up with that is emotional and immature and jealous and prideful. You'll find that love that exceeds your beliefs, your theories, your thoughts, your ideas, and your fears. Your ideals, even. Be courageous, Chris. All you need is courage. You've taken that first very vital and important step. Now move along. Go down the road a little further. Go a little deeper into that forest, and you will find a copper mine. And then if you go deeper, you'll find a gold mine. And if you go a little deeper, you'll find a diamond mine. And if you can go a little further, you will find nothing. It is very, very valuable thing, which is what the sound of one hand clapping the TV series you're watching and enjoying is all about. Let love live you, dear one. Thank you for the courage, the mercy, and the compassion of your question. Please forgive me. Namaste. Very rarely, do I get a question like that. Very rare. Most people are looking for answers to the problems they are. And they don't really have any sense of trying to heal anything within themselves. They just want things to appeal to their logic and reasoning. Folks, life does not appeal to my logic and my reasoning, nor yours. So if that's what you're after, forget it. It'll never work. That's why the world is the way it is, because we insist upon everything being the way we can understand it instead of the way it is. Ralph, next question from San Diego. I'm a skeptic of anything that is spiritual or religious. What snake oil are you selling? Ralph, it's the usual snake oil, but very different. I am selling water by the river. I'm selling the obvious. And if you can come down by the river with me and take a look, you will see I'm just selling water by the river. There is nothing magical about what I say. There's nothing new about what I'm teaching. There's nothing difficult about what I am offering. And there's no catch. Oh, well, maybe one or two. Maybe. Depends on who you are. I loved your question, though. I'm a skeptic of anything that is spiritual or religious. So am I, Ralph. Why do you think I'm teaching this? You know, why? My whole effort is to have a direct experience. I didn't want to hear. When I was younger, I grew up in a Unity church, and I loved it. And I still love Unity very, very much. It's a good place to be when you're beginning. But I couldn't handle the whole idea of reward and punishment, and that there was this God somewhere in the ethers that kicked butt. You know, I can't go there with that. Reward and punishment, if you like him or he likes you, he gives you things. If he doesn't, he screws you. I can't go there. Now that is snake oil. What I wanted was direct experience. What I got was direct experience. And once I had it in my life, once I dropped the mind and I was exposed to that which is beyond comprehension and thought, beyond my words, my silly, stupid words, which is why I always ask for forgiveness at the end of every program. Once I got to that place where I could feel and sense the reality of the situation, that is when something immensely beautiful happened. I'm not selling anything that isn't obvious. I'm not contriving anything. I'm not telling you that rapture's coming. I'm not telling you you'll be a better person. I'm not telling you you're going to have loads of money. I'm not telling you any of that stuff. What am I selling? Nothing. No thing. And Ralph, when you watch my TV program down in San Diego and you realize what I am teaching, or if you can listen to what I'm really teaching, you'll see it's the stupidest thing in the world for anyone to do. if I wanted to be rich or I wanted to have lots of money, this wouldn't be the way to do it. I mean, come on. Wake up, dude. Be skeptical. I like what Buddha said. Trust no one but your heart and listen only to those who trust theirs. Now, he isn't talking about the emotional heart. He isn't talking about the passionate heart. That's all human stuff. He's talking about the heart of hearts. That which comes from your being, your essence. That's what he's talking about. So, Ralph, you can be as skeptical as you want to be about what I'm teaching on TV. The sound of one hand clapping. Well, it's about stories, beautiful Zen stories about how people have struggled with their practice, struggled with themselves, how they worked it out, how they found insight, how they found the obvious. That's why I like Zen so much. It is uncovering the obvious. It is recognizing that which I have been oblivious to. It is awakening, so I'm not so, well, shall we say, impervious to my own simplicity. I am looking at life from an entirely different perspective. And if I can do that, I awaken. If I don't do that, I continue to be a skeptic. And I don't want to be a skeptic. Being a skeptic doesn't take much effort or intelligence. All you got to do is say to anyone, prove it to me, prove it to me, prove it to me. But you're not growing by being a skeptic. And you're not growing by being a sheep either. You grow by putting yourself in the position to have a direct experience. Meditate. Try it. I'm sure you will try it and you will say to yourself, I can't do it. It's stupid. And then you will stay there for the rest of your life. And maybe the one after and the one after and the one after until one day, in whatever dimension you find yourself in, you will. It could happen at any moment. To be touched by love is a very courageous moment for any of us. Most people do not have the courage to be touched by love. They're too busy being moved and motivated by passion. And in doing that, we have done, as a humankind, some very foolish things. So, Ralph, you say to me, I'm a skeptic of anything that is spiritual or religious. Well, so am I. What snake oil are you selling? I am selling water by the river. Why don't you come down and have a little drink? You might find it very refreshing. And it's cheap, too. By the way, Ralph, if you haven't noticed, everything in life, no matter what it is, there is a price to pay. Nothing is free. Nothing is free. One way or another, I have to be willing to give up my fear, my hate, and my anger. That is the price I have to be willing to pay. Skeptics are cowards. Pure cowardice. The person who puts themselves into direct experience, they have something. For theirs is the beauty of life. Forgive me, Ralph. Keep watching. And may it never make sense to you. Forgive me. Namaste. You know, I listen to some people on the radio from time to time, and I can't believe they're on the radio. I can't believe some of the stuff I hear. If it isn't lies and hate radio, it's, oh, God, forgive me. Anyway, I must sound like snake oil. I must, and I understand and respect that. I really do. Last one's from Larry in San Diego. He also has been watching my TV program, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. He said, I enjoyed your program. What is this still small voice you speak of in your program, The Sound of One Hand Clapping? Larry, it It really is a biblical reference, I hate to tell you. It's about listening to your intuition. It is about becoming so still, so quiet, like we are up at Mount Madonna this week. So still, so quiet, so moved by our silence, that we no longer are listening to the noise and the hectic pace of our own thoughts that are constantly trying to rationalize our evil and make us, what we are not, fear, anger, and all sorts of stuff. It is about allowing ourselves to listen to the voice of life, which is more of a tone than it is words. The still, small voice doesn't speak to you in English or in logic or reasoning. Rather, it speaks in a tone, in a texture that you know deep inside you. You know this language. It is love. It seems that many of us don't listen much to this language or this love at all. We don't live in it very much, and we don't allow ourselves to be immersed in it very well because we're afraid. We're afraid if we do go into that, that people will think we're crazy, that our mania might stop, our fears might stop, hence we won't have anyone to talk to or be with. People won't surround us or love us anymore. But that's only my fear. That's only my ignorance and my own mania. Listen to me, Larry. Get quiet, get still, and know. There are certain things in this life that we all need to know, we all need to feel, we all need to experience, that is beyond the mania and the mechanism of my mind. It is about a certain state of being, a presence that we are in. And if you are willing as a person to drop your mind and your beliefs, the things that you count on to keep you being, in your case, a Larry, you will come into a knowledge that most people just simply ignore all of their life. You know this knowledge, you feel it, you sense it, you are it. But so many of us just ignore it and think that we are not. That still small voice is worth a whole lifetime of efforting towards. To want nothing with all of your heart, as the Buddha said. To be still and know, as the Master said. Much will happen. Believe me, much will happen. Please forgive me, Larry. Namaste. Well, you know the rigmarole here. If you have a comment, a question, something you think I might be able to serve you with, please come to my website at aspire.org. That's aspire.org, O-R-G. And once you get there, you will see media. If you go to media, pull down that menu, you will see radio. And if you click on the radio button, you can listen to past programs, even future programs, and you can email me. And I'd love to hear from you. And if you don't want me to use your name, please feel free to tell me, and I will be more than happy to keep your name out of it. We wouldn't want people to think what they think of you anyway. My new series, The Sound of One Hand Clapping. It is very interesting series. Very interesting. I would steer you to that if I had my way with you. If you go to the website at aspire.org and you go see Now Showing on Aspire, The Sound of One Hand Clapping, I think you will find it very interesting. You can listen to little snippets of the 8 discourses I've done on the book Zen Flesh, Zen Bones by Paul Reps. He did some amazing work here by even doing these stories and going to Japan and writing down all these stories from masters that, you know, have had it passed down from year to year to year. I think you will find my discourses very valuable. You can order your set of 4 CDs with 2 discourses per CD, 8 discourses on the subject of the sound of one hand clapping. I'd be honored if you did. And I think you will, well, obviously, more than learn a lot, you will understand the nature of why it is important to meditate and what the beauty, the tone of nothingness is. Doesn't make sense to the common person, but if you're uncommon, I think you will find it interesting. Also, my commentary is there on the sound of one hand clapping. I wrote it a week or so ago. And if you want to go take a look at the sound of one hand clapping, as well as my podcast and my video cast on the commentary, you can do that. The best way to do it is to go to the main page. You will see Siraj's commentaries, commentary opening. I always do a little video that has something to do with the commentary coming up. My weekly commentary, which I should say bi-weekly commentary, which is the one on the sound of one hand clapping, and the podcast on it. So you have three forms that hopefully will be of service to you. Go take a look. I think you'll enjoy it. I wish you could be with me up at Mount Madonna. When your time comes, I'd be honored to have you. I really would. I think it would be very, very valuable. Meditation, inner work. November is going to be a very extraordinary time up at Mount Madonna as we go take a look at what intrinsic love is. What does it mean to love? This is going to be our format setting us up for next year as we work on karma together all year long. And I think you'll find it very helpful to your living. I'm out of here. I will be back on the air on next Saturday and Sunday at 9:04 here on KRXA. Hal, thank you for having me. And for the few listeners that listen, thank you for listening. Please forgive me. Namaste.